It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show live today. Today is May 13th, 2024. It's 12 noon on the East Coast, and I am here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Yesterday was Mother's Day here in the U.S., and it was not a beautiful day. It was kind of shitty out, but we made it a beautiful day. It was very nice. I got to spend time with my kids and my mom and my boyfriend's family, which was really nice. And we had a really nice day. I hope all of you had a nice day. Today, we are talking about living, why we're all being called to live our lives through a symbolic lens. And I'm going to unpack that for you in two parts, possibly three. Let's see how far we get over the course of the next two shows, but I'm going to unpack what it means to live life through a symbolic lens and why that's probably one of the most important things that you can do to move into a space of not only healing, but manifesting things into your life, lining up to things in your life that you want to line up to and that you've been trying to line up to but haven't been able to. A lot of people don't realize that we're being called to look at life through a symbolic lens and to look at the symbolism within the patterns that happen to us within our lives and to recognize that. And when we start to recognize the symbolism in our lives, it's a game changer. It literally changes your life overnight once you finally get it. So that's what today's show is about and what we're going to start out with. And like I said, you know, two or three shows, I'm not sure how long it will take to unpack. We could probably talk about it for the next 6 months, but we're going to try to condense it into two or three shows so that you can get a running start on looking at life through, you know, the lens of symbolism, because it really is one of those key ingredients that, like I said before, is a huge game changer. So let me jump into the chat room and say hello to all of you. Let's see where you guys are at. It's still chilly here. I put the little heater on next to me. I was cold. Imagine that. It's the middle of May and I have a heater on. It's cold out. All right, let's see. Here I am. Hey, John, how are you? Hi, Renee. It's wonderful to see you. See if I can pull anything up. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? Hey, Geraldine. Hi, Maureen. Wonderful to see all of you. Let me lower my mic. I'm getting feedback in my headset. That's a little bit better. All right. So what? Nope, still getting feedback. Let me lower that a little bit. Let's start out by just explaining what it means to live your life through symbolism and live a symbolic life and why we're all being called to it. But let's just unpack what it actually means. So as the beings that we are, you know, the life that we're living, you know, on planet Earth, we're living this duality of a life where we are souls that live forever inside of these human bodies and having this human experience. And really what it means in a nutshell is to look at life through the eyes of why things are actually happening, not living life in a literal way. Because the human side of us always wants to interpret life literally. So when things happen to us, we don't normally grasp things through the symbolism of why it happened, but we grasp it through the literal interpretation. Life is never literal. Never is a dangerous word. Maybe 1% of life is literal. 99% of it is symbolism. I got somebody knocking on my door while we're on air, which is quite annoying. Guys, I'm going to put you, Jay, could you quick put some music on? This person's not going to go away. I'm sorry, Jay. Let's go, let's go. it's a person trying to sell something, of course, and the guy just didn't want to go away. Sorry about that. Live radio. That's what's so fun about live radio. So let me get back to what we were discussing. We're talking about what it really means to live a symbolic life, and living through symbolism will open up doors of potential that we have been wanting to open for so long and couldn't figure out just why those doors were not opening. So when things happen to us and we interpret them literally, we then open up side contracts. It all has to do with soul contracts, right? So we're here and we have these particular things that happen to us along the path of life that we experience. And the universe is just waiting for us to grab the symbolic meaning of it so that we can move on and we can heal. So when things are happening to us, most of us are human side, because we're living this life that's duality, right? We have this human experience that we're having. We're in these blood, flesh, bone bodies, but where we have our souls that live forever and are beyond intelligent and beyond any wisdom that you can ever imagine. You have that all encased in one, right? But we fall asleep. You know, the Course in Miracles calls it the dream. And it never became so clear to me when I started living my life symbolically what that really meant when they said that in the Course in Miracles, when you fall asleep into the dream. And life is not about waking up from the dream and just living life via our souls. It's about the perfect dance and the perfect mix and the balance of the scales in your life, the balance of living your life via your humanness, but also not forgetting who you truly are. And when you're being called to live a symbolic life, what that means is for you to start interpreting these certain things that just keep happening over and over. I know I mentioned this on a previous show where I was going through this various lesson that was going on a lifetime. And when I started living my life in a place where I was really questioning these certain patterns that kept happening over and over. And the universe was showing it to me in such a cheeky, funny way. I think I told you guys where I kept meeting. I was out in the world dating. It had been many years since I was dating. And I finally got the courage after almost 5 years of pretty much being, you know, separated from my husband to start dating. And what wound up happening was I kept meeting the same exact sign over and over. I was just bumping into Capricorns left and right. That's all I was dating was Capricorns, because I had something I needed to really see. And what better way than a Capricorn teaching it to you? What better way to see it, right? And I kept seeing the same exact person and the same exact lessons in different people, just over and over and over. And this went on for close to almost 2 years. And although I met some of the most loveliest people that I've ever met in my life during this time, it was quite irritating. And once I started to grasp, like, I really have to pay attention to the symbolism. Like, what is the broader reason why I keep meeting up with the same exact lessons over and over in different faces? When I really started not taking the literal interpretation with me is when it started to unfold. So what I mean is, I was taking it literal in the sense that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this person and their behavior or what they're saying or, you know, the things that they're doing, like, you know, and I kept focusing it on the person. That is taking it literally, right? That's really taking it and looking at it through a lens that is literal interpretation, where we're blaming and looking and saying, oh my God. And in the 3D world, anybody who I would tell the story to would agree with me, because everybody's humanness kind of takes over at that point, right? And you really have to grab a hold of yourself. And I think the reason I was able to do that was obviously because of what I do for a living. And the other obvious part was that it just was so funny because it just kept happening and happening. And it was like almost comical. And I was just like, oh my God. But once I started to really focus on the broader reason and the symbolic reason of why I was experiencing these certain patterns was when it all started unfolding. And that's when this deep lesson, this deep healing hit my system. It was the wildest thing because it started to happen. It was up in the head. And you know, you guys know that I'm an Aquarian, so I'm in my head a lot. And I'm going over in my mind, and I'm looking at the literal interpretation of it versus the symbolic interpretation of it. And I'm starting to teeter in that place where I'm starting to really understand it. So first it was in the mind, and it was something that I was thinking through, and I was getting logical about it, and I was getting symbolic about it, and it was all starting to unfold. But once it really hit the system in a big way, those type of people, it's not that the universe just got rid of them and out of my life. It was that they would come back, filter back towards me. And I was like 50 in it, 50 out of it. Like there was part of me that was trying to hold on to that old way of being. And because it was, it's like, it's hard to explain, but it's easy to explain. It's like, you know that you shouldn't be involved in that energy, but there's part of you that's very drawn to it because it was a way of life for you. So the literal part of it and the symbolic part of it were kind of duking it out at that point. And it was like this 50-50 thing. And it's interesting because once I got over the threshold of it and I really went symbolic with it and understood myself and why I was drawn to that type of behavior from other people, it just lost its shininess. It was just gone. It just didn't do anything for me anymore. You know, we've all done this. We've all looked at people that are engaging in some kind of behavior or in relationship patterns. You've seen them at work. You've seen them, you know, friends of yours, whatever, coworkers, family members. And you see them dating the same people over and over, or you see them going back and forth into a really like tumultuous relationship. And you think to yourself, like, why do they keep doing that? Like, it's easy for us to look at it from afar and be judgmental about it and be like, why do they keep doing that? Like, I can clearly see this. Why can't they? And that's the reason why, because I never, like when people call me up and they're trying to disengage from a relationship pattern, they keep running back and forth. I never give them hell over it. I mean, I wouldn't anyway, but I never feel the need to do that with people because that is never going to get somebody to change their mind or sway to a different place in it. That will never help, right? What's going to help is to hold the person in the highest regard when they're shifting in and out of those two worlds, to just say, it's okay. Like, you still have something to learn. There's something that you have to clear up. It's okay. Don't be upset with yourself over this. You're still navigating through that territory. You have to be as gentle as possible with yourself when you are dealing with such matters in your own life, especially, and especially in other people's lives too, because you'd want them to do the same for you. So if you're currently in a space where you're kind of navigating in and out of a pattern that you're trying to break, try to be as gentle as possible with yourself during that time, because it doesn't help to shame yourself. That just brings you into a lower vibration and it puts you deeper into the dream. It makes you fall asleep and even deeper. And it's interesting because I've seen myself fall asleep into a pattern and then emerge from it, and my wounded ego wanting to say, oh my God, I can't believe you did that again. But this lighter side of me just takes over and says, oh, it was just perfect. It was perfect. You needed that. You needed to be involved. You needed to really fall asleep into that pattern to really learn what you needed to learn. And when you start to talk to yourself like that, that's when you know that you've turned a corner. When you're able to hold yourself in the highest regard is when you know that you have turned that corner and you have gone to the other side. You know, it's pretty amazing, because once you start to really respond in that way rather than the other, and beating yourself up and judging yourself, you're getting there. I'm jumping into the chat. I just want to see what all of you are saying. Let's see. Hi, Patricia. Nice to see you. Hi, Karen. Wonderful to see you. Let's see. Yeah, lessons can be painful. Maureen's saying lessons can be finding boundaries and also are challenging too. Yeah, especially. It's so true. And family, I think family, it is especially challenging in when you start to navigate in that place and put up your boundaries. It's got to be the most tedious place when it has to do with family. I went through that for many years. And a lot of the times, your mate, like if you don't want to join in on the family, you know, the stuff that comes from trauma and keep going with the storyline that family is used to and following the patterns that family is engulfed in, you start to become the villain in all of that. So that can get really tedious, Maureen. I agree with you. Been there, done that. It's not a fun time for anybody. I'll totally agree on that. Yeah, that's for sure. So we're all being called to live a symbolic life for all the various reasons that I just explained, because when we start to look at the whole of life through a symbolic lens, we open up doors of potential. That's when things start flying. It's like, I know I said this before on a few broadcasts, that when it hit my system, when it came out of my mind and it came out of my wounded ego, and I started to really recognize the symbolism in what was happening and the people that I was attracting in. They call them your noble adversaries, because they come along. It's all soul contract. It's all has to do with your vibe. And I was vibing in a place where I needed these people to come in to help me finish up this lesson. And when you start to look at people through that lens, life gets really beautiful, because it releases you from that wounded ego of this person did this to me and that person did that to me. And because that just opens up a whole nother doorway of more side contracts and more people to come your way to expand that lesson, so that, you know, the universe can really drive it home for you. So when you start to open up the door of the symbolic route, really crazy things start happening. I completely started meeting very different people. And as a result of it, I have an amazing person in my life who, you know, I'm in a very happy relationship right now. I mean, it's not perfect by no stretch of the imagination, but it's so different. Like, I can see, like, through this person, I've opened up different doors, you know. And, you know, old keys don't open up new doors, right? So that's for sure. And I finally got off that merry-go-round of that same exact thing repeating over and over again. It was kind of quite the opposite. And it was like, whoa, what do I do with this? You know, but I was ready for it. And I think that when we're ready for it and we finally get it, it all kind of just falls into place and it meshes, you know, but it happens in one part of our lives. For me, it happened in interpersonal relationships, but I can also see that it has done wonders for other areas of my life as well. It kind of starts to bleed through in other parts of your life, that's for sure. And the way that you interact in the world, that's, you know, that's something that definitely happens. But living life through a symbolic lens, once you start to do it, you can't stop doing it. So once you start interpreting the world from more of a symbolic view, you still interpret it literally, obviously. You're going to do that every day. But once you come out of that and you start looking at the symbolic reason why something is happening, you just can't stop doing it. You can't unsee that whole thing anymore. that universal language, once it is translated to you, it seems like a whole nother foreign language when I'm first explaining this to people. But once you start to be able to interpret it, you can't shut it off. You just can't. It's pretty amazing. And it's something that once you start doing it, you don't want to stop doing it because you look at people so differently. The things that would annoy you and set your central nervous system on fire no longer do that. And life starts to become not only more peaceful when you're not taking everything personally or literally, life just becomes so much more simpler. We're going to go for a music break, guys, because this man who's trying to sell me whatever he's trying to sell me is now walking around my property. So I wasn't going to take a music break, but I'm going to need the music break so I can go tell him to leave my property. All right, guys, we're going to go for a music break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the discussion on why we're all being called to live a symbolic life. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio. We are talking about how we are all being called to view life through a symbolic lens rather than interpreting life literally. I was checking out the chat room after I threw that guy off my property in a very nice way. I had a lot of patience. The universe is always testing my patience, which I think is really comical. I am a double fire sign. I have a Sag moon and a Sag rising, so I definitely have a fiery side to me. And I was very patient. And I said, I'm not interested. He's trying to, an exterminator. He's trying so hard to explain to me why I needed his services. And I was like, nope, you got to go. Get off my property. But we're talking about the call to live a symbolic life. I was checking through the, see if there was any questions in the chat room. And Karen said, I have to see my ex this week. I have concerns that I will become that person I was with him. It's just so perfect, Karen, for this show. And I had the same experience, Karen. So I'm right there with you. It was last weekend. I'm currently going through a divorce, and I had to meet up with the lawyers and my ex this last week. And that's what I kept saying to my boyfriend. Like, I really, you know, because what happens, Karen, is that no matter how much work we've done on ourselves or how far we have removed ourselves from a situation, that person represents an unhealed part of us, right? And sometimes we're in a stage in our healing where we're teetering back and forth. And sometimes the energy of that old, when it comes into our new part of our life, can trigger our bodies into emotions that still need work. So I know exactly what you're saying and what you need, because I went through the same exact thing. And I will share with you that when I was sitting in the parking lot, I got there a few minutes early. I wanted to get a jump and get there early so I could sit and breathe and try to compose myself. And when I saw him get out of the car, I was happy to report that my body didn't get triggered. Because a lot of the times, let me explain this, because a lot of the times, even though we have in our mind that we're going to act a certain way, our body will take over. And it's like people will say expressions like, I saw red, I just couldn't control myself. That's when the body, the pain in the body or the lesson that is still currently being learned will get ignited by that certain trigger, that noble adversary, that person who really twists us, right? And they're there to do that on purpose, because we're trying to remove that old lesson from the body, because the body keeps score. The body holds on to the pain or the lesson until it's completed. So it's actually a good thing when those things get released. And it's also, it feels really good when our body doesn't react to it. So I threw a couple of cards for you, and I threw the Ten of Cups next to the Seven of Wands, which, you know, it's like the Seven of Wands energy is like, you know, trying to be in that space where you are able to compose yourself, but sometimes you just can't. It's exactly what we're talking about, right? But being next to the Ten of Cups, I kind of like that, because I feel like you're more teetering towards that side where you'll be unaffected by it. But, you know, the thing is that I don't want you to have any huge expectations of yourself during this. I don't want you to shame yourself if your body does react, but I would suggest that you just take a lot of deep breaths and you just really keep yourself calm. You know, maybe do a little meditation or go for a walk beforehand. And if you do react, definitely be forgiving towards yourself. But I'm leaning towards that, because the Seven of Wands was in the upright position, that it's more of a strength that you've gained from these lessons, and that you'll be able to compose yourself and that it'll be fine. Okay. And the crazy part about it is, I remember, Karen, like thinking to myself when I was in such situations like this over the past couple of years of having to see my ex or just being, you know, have a surprise meeting, like, oh, I don't want to be around him, because he either brings out the horror in me, or He brings out a part of me that looks at when things were good between us, right? So I don't want to be in either one of those positions. I just want to remain neutral. So that it's a difficult process, but I definitely have faith that you're leaning more towards being calm, you know, and let the words or anything that's said wash over you, and try to move into that space where you just breathe nice and deeply and you take in what is happening, but you constantly remind yourself, I don't have to react to any of this. I can just remain neutral in all of this. You know, a lot of the times, Karen, when I was around him in the past, when I was kind of teetering, I used to remain silent and just kind of smile and nod, because that was a safe territory for me. So if you have to do that, then that's fine too. But you look good though. You look good. And my advice would be just to let what happens happen. And it's all perfect no matter what happens. If you react, if you don't react, if you remain neutral, it's all perfect because it's like this barometer that shows us where we're at. You know, and if it goes haywire, it goes haywire. And if it doesn't, then that's great too. But don't have expectations and don't judge yourself on either side of it. And I think that that's a really great place to be in going in, to not force ourselves to have a certain outcome. I think that's where a lot of us go wrong in the world and in situations that are taxing on us. Is that we have these expectations that have, you know, we want it to happen this way, and if it doesn't happen that way, then, you know, we're upset about it. I think not having expectations and just being in a neutral corner to hold yourself in the highest regard, no matter how it turns out, is a really good energy to get yourself in prior to having that kind of meeting with somebody. I don't have any expectations. I don't know what my body's going to do. Christina said my body is more leaning towards non-reactive, but whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm going to hold myself in the highest regard concerning this whole thing. You know, I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to go far. I'm just going to remain neutral. I think that's my best advice for you, Karen. I hope that helped. Maureen saying, I always tell them it's not my circus. Yeah, that's a great place to start out. It really is, you know, just like, I got to remove myself from this. And then that does happen in the beginning of things. It's like, I noticed that when I started to live my life through a symbolic lens, that I tended to remove myself from things that just didn't feel right anymore. And I think that that is such a beautiful middle ground that a lot of us navigating for a while, and it can be troublesome for a lot of us because we get reactions from people. You know, when we're trying to move out of a certain pattern that triggers us, we're going to get backlash from other people because we're not participating in the play with them anymore. You're not playing your part anymore, and you're always going to get the backlash. But I promise, if any of you are navigating in that kind of territory where you're removing yourself from certain patterns that you know trigger you, and you're getting backlash from family members or friends, just try to breathe through that and keep your boundaries intact during those times, because it's very easy sometimes to get dragged back into and participate in the nonsense. And if you do get dragged back into the literal interpretation of the world, forgive yourself for that too, because sometimes we have to take a step back in time, especially during retrogrades, right? That's when it is most prevalent that we take a step back, or the universe gives us these opportunities to react differently. And sometimes when we don't react in a way that we would like to react in, we tend to, like I said before, think that we're screwing up and that we haven't learned anything, and I can't believe I did this again. And no, that's not the way out. It's not the way through, I should say. There's no way out. There's a way through. That's not the way through. Beating yourself up or having that opinion about yourself is never the way through. It only makes the literal interpretation get even bigger, right? When we start picking on ourselves. So always try no matter what you're going through in your life, to hold yourself in the highest regard and to be neutral and to not have be so harsh and so hard on yourself all the time. You know, that was something that I navigated through for a long time in my life, where I had these huge expectations of myself. And especially when you do what I do for a living, you hold yourself to some kind of standard. I remember somebody sent me a private message on Facebook. This was years ago, like 10 years ago, during a broadcast. And I think I cursed or something. And they were browbeating me for cursing on spiritual radio. And my first gut reaction, you know, this was a noble adversary that came along, because it now let me give you an example of how you interpret this literally rather than how we interpret things literally rather than symbolically. At first, I was offended by it and I wanted to lash out. But what came over me was, oh, this is an opportunity for me to hold myself in the highest regard, you know? And I decided, instead of having a conversation with this person, because I was still teetering in those two worlds, I knew it was myself that needed to work on what I was omitting out to the universe. So I decided to go silent. And I think sometimes when we go silent, it speaks louder than words, right? When you won't even address something that somebody is saying, you know? And that was the best course of action for me at that time. But yeah, it's like we have to, because my body was reacting. So I knew if I do have a conversation with this person, it might definitely go the wrong way. So let me just remain silent on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we have to just clam up and we have to go inside to interpret certain things before we have conversations with people. And like I said, silence speaks louder than words when we don't react. You know, I used to look at people and they would post things online, and I would see people fighting and putting their opinions and fighting to be heard and arguing. And I would see this a lot on Facebook, and I would say, gee, I wonder why I'm seeing this. And it was just, when I looked at it through the eyes of symbolism, I realized that that was something that I had to look at in my own life. Like, where are you reacting, you know, to certain things, not to shame myself, but to use it as a barometer to see where there was that hidden pain within my body that needed to be addressed. So if you're clapping back at people for certain things, or you're getting into arguments with people, it's not that you should judge yourself and be mad at yourself, but use it as a barometer where you can gauge and be honest with yourself and say, wow, you know, this is something that triggers me. This is something that makes my body react. And I have to address this within my own being and stop fighting on the outside. You know, I have to go within to solve this issue within myself and this pain that lives in my body. And it might start by just zipping it. It might start by just trying to get yourself not to react to certain things. And that's actually good advice when you're in a situation like Karen is going to be in, and like I was in last week, a couple of weeks ago, is that I did tell myself that if I was going to feel reactive to anything, that I was going to really make a conscious effort to close my mouth, right? Because sometimes that's all that we need to do. You know, and listen, that is not an easy thing for a lot of people to do. And it wasn't an easy thing for me to do in the past. We don't always have to react to what people say, even though we feel it in our bodies and we want to yell or we want to react to it. Sometimes we can't stop ourselves, and that's okay too. But just the fact of you becoming aware of, I'm so reactive around this said thing. You know, some people get very reactive around politics. They get very reactive around religion. Everybody's coming from this template of their own pain or experiences in life and why they react to certain things. So I remember browsing through certain things that I would see online. And when you're looking at it through a literal interpretation, you miss the gold. You really do. And now I can see those said things online. I can see people arguing about politics. I could, you know, every once in a while you see those posts. I could see people, whatever they're doing, airing their dirty laundry. You ever see these long posts where people are just vomiting their life stories online? I can look at it through a symbolic lens and really drop into my heart and understand why things are playing out that way. And that's looking at things through symbolism, right? That's not looking at things in a literal way saying, why are they putting their business online? What is wrong with them? That's the literal interpretation of it. That's when it's igniting something within you that you need to learn about yourself. But thank God, 90% of the time, I could look at those things through a symbolic lens and, you know, look at people through their hearts. That's when we start looking at life through a symbolic lens, we live in the higher realms of our chakras, right? So when we look at life and we interpret life through a literal interpretation, you are living in the first, second, and third chakra. And when you are interpreting life through a symbolic lens, you're going to the higher chakras. Things are hitting your heart, and they're hitting your third eye, because you're seeing, you know, intuitively and feeling into that person and their story or their lives or what brought them to that post that they made. And you're dropping into your heart and you're saying a silent prayer. You're sending grace to those people because you're interpreting life differently. And when you're not, you're in the lower chakras. You're in the survival part of your body, right? So you got to look at that. You got to kind of cut the body in half and say, where am I? How am I interpreting life? Am I in my lower chakras or am I in the higher realms? Or am I in my heart? You know, or am I in my first chakra? You know, that's a really good way to look at the whole of life, you know, where you're currently navigating life through. And when we're currently navigating life through the survival chakras, we're in survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, our central nervous systems are on fire, right? And how do we go from living in the lower chakras and in survival mode, and how do we drop into the heart, and how do we live in that intuitive world more often, is by the things that we talk about all the time. We look at life through a symbolic lens rather than interpreting it literally. We meditate, we go for walks, we practice nothingness, right? And a lot of people say to me, oh, Christina, you know, I did the walks, I did the meditation, I did the yoga, it didn't work. It's something that within combination of living life symbolically and really dedicating yourself to your yoga practice and your walking and your meditation that gets you there. And it doesn't happen overnight, you know. And listen, recently I had to come to the reasoning in my mind that, you know, my life has changed so much. I'm living in two houses right now. It's like, you know, I'm at my house a couple of days a week. I'm at David's house, you know, more than I'm at my house. And, you know, I have half my life over there, half of it over here. And my life is kind of upside down right now. And I've been, you know, kind of pushing, you know, the meditation and the walks to the wayside because there's just so much going on and my life has gotten so different. And, you know, I was thinking to myself the other day, like, I really have to get a routine at his house, you know, of my meditation and my walking. And I have to, you know, because it's different. It's like, you know, it's a different vibration. I mean, he lives by the ocean, which is on the South Shore, which is beautiful. So I have to start making that my playground for my walking and my meditation and get into that, because we all do it. We all fall off. I've definitely fallen off and realized that, no, just because I'm at this place in my life that's so beautiful, I can't forget about those things. You know, I was happy to, I'm home now. Of course, I'm home. I'm broadcasting from my house live on radio. I'm not putting a setup over there because I'll never come home. But I'm happy to be home. I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to be able to go for my walk and go to the beach by my house and, you know, go and sit on my meditation pillow and, remember those parts. Because listen, I know that life can get busy. I'm experiencing that right now, but those things are so hugely important in our lives. We can't ever forget about that. We have to adjust to what life has brought us to, what life has caused us to become. It's like, all right, so I'm bouncing back between two different houses that are 30 minutes apart, and I have to adjust and I have to add that to my life there. I can't just forget about it. I can't just be Christina LaFrance when I'm, at my house. I have to integrate that into this other beautiful life that I've created for myself. I realized that this week, got to get back into the body. We're in Taurus season. What a better, a better time to get into our bodies is during Taurus season. And because it's such a beautiful season to remember that, to remember to go outside barefoot and to, put our toes in the dirt and to, get that beautiful sunshine in our face and go for walks and appreciate the beauty that's all around us. That's another really amazing way to calm our central nervous system down and to really get in our bodies and experience the spirit world in that way, Let me jump into the chat room and see what all of you, if you got, we have a couple of minutes left. If anybody wants to throw a question in the chat room, I would be okay with that. Let me just check and see if there are any questions. Let's see. Of course, Facebook is gonna be a little wonky. Let's see if I could get it over here. Let's see. No, we want all comments. Okay, let's see. Wow, this show went by fast. Karen's saying, yes, my body shakes and my mouth doesn't stop around him. I get it, honey. I get the same way around my ex. I've just recently, and you know what? Listen, Karen, sometimes I am really in it. Like I'm reactive and sometimes I'm not. And it just gets better and better each time, But don't put pressure on yourself. It is what it is. But practice some meditation and some deep breathing and try to be the observer, if anything, and try to say to yourself, you know what? I don't have to react to everything that he says. I just don't. Because I'll tell you this, Karen, I feel really powerful when I walk away from a meeting with him and I don't react. It makes me feel really in my power, I remember sitting there with the lawyers and he was talking so loud. That was like one of the things that just really irritated the hell out of me about him. Like I can't stand when people like shout for like he has a hearing issue, so he really, I guess he can't help it, but like I just remember him talking so loud at that meeting and I really just wanted to look at him and be like, shut the hell up. But I was like, no, Christina, you don't have to say that. You can be at peace. You can just let it wash over you. So it's okay to intervene with yourself and say, it's okay. I don't have to react to everything. Pamela is saying, I had to see my ex after years of not seeing him. I was actually so nervous going into the building where he was, and I could feel it in my body, but I powered on. I was so glad that I did because when I finally saw him, it was like a spell was broken. Oh my God, Pamela, I love that you wrote that so much because I felt the same exact way. Like he was pulling out all the stops in the elevator, saying things to me, trying to get me to react. And I just sat there with this peaceful look on my face, like, I wasn't acting. I truly was not reactive to anything he said to me. I just kept smiling and I was just in this bubble of love. And you know what? If you have to fake it, Karen, then fake it. But you will get there, whether you have to fake it or not. I love that, Pamela. Thank you for sharing that. Let's see. Yes, I agree as a Taurus. Yeah, I get it. I get it, Pamela. Yeah, it's Patricia. Yeah, Taurus season is upon us. Everybody get out there, get into your body, get into your senses, take a walk, appreciate the beauty that's out there. I'll see you guys back here next week where we'll be discussing part two of why we're being called to live a symbolic life. I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Take care.
It's the Christmas.